You sure?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Attitude of Gratitude, Aging Gracefully. My name is Sue. I'm a compulsive eater. And I will, along with Maggie and Renee is stuck in parking, we will be your presenters for this morning. So what we're looking to do here is we are each going to speak for about 10 minutes. Then we'll be open to questions or your version of aging gracefully, whatever you'd like to say. But I do need to read this first. Everyone does every workshop. You're going to hear this several times during the day. Dear workshop presenter, thanks for your willingness to serve. The workshop contents will conform to the CEA How concept, sponsor guidelines, forever abstinent, no references made to outside literature, authors, motivational speakers. Workshops are not meeting. Therefore, we will not be reading the steps, traditions, concepts, or tools today here. Workshop leaders will make no references to outside issues, there are other non-CEA How approved methods. See me after the workshop. That's not going to happen. In order to be posted on the CEA How website, a workshop must follow CEA How guidelines. Content of material will not go beyond the philosophy and practices stated in conference approved CEA How and AA literature. Please read out loud in bold. Just a reminder, this workshop is being recorded. Once the workshop is recorded, a review by the CEA How WSO board or its delegates will be added to the CEA How website, where it will become part of public domain. So if you do want to come up and use the microphone, ask a question or share, please sign the waiver release, of which Kathy has a clipboard right there. The lovely Kathy, da-da-da. And the waiver is there. You need to sign that when you speak. So let me just kind of give an overview, and then I'm going to turn the microphone over to Maggie. This is a workshop. This is our approach to what we have found in these rooms. Renee was stuck in parking, but she'll be here shortly. There'll be three of us. We're going to do about 10 minutes each, and then we'll have the microphone for you. These are our opinions, our experience, our strength, and our hope. So anything that I say or anyone else says here, if it contradicts you, your God, your sponsor, however you work your program, ignore it. You know, take what works for you and leave the rest, because that's all we get to do today. And I will pass around pictures. Maggie has some. I hope Renee does too. And we will just be sharing some of the tidbits and some of the life things that we have gone through. So let me give you to Maggie. Thank you. You want me to take those?
Yeah, if you just, I think there's four copies there. I'm Maggie. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi.
I have a loud voice, and I don't need this, but I'm going to use it. And thank you, Sue, for asking me to present on this panel today. I have a recommitted abstinence date of May 21st, 2017. I'm full service other than working on my tradition questions. I'm on Tradition 8. And I am down 110 pounds from my top weight. Thank you. Thank you. So what I can tell you about aging gracefully is what I believe, and what I believe my physician would tell you, is that I am healthier today than I was in my 20s. When I came to 12-step program for food, and I got my start in our sister program and was there for a few years and just couldn't give up everything until I came to CEA and was then able to be surrounded by people who were doing the same thing that I wanted to do, and I was able to do it at that point. But before that, before December 23rd, 2012, I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I had this, that not every obese person has, but I had this ankle swelling, especially in the summertime, where my ankles would swell up to my knees, and I was constantly going to the doctor and seeking treatment and saying, you know, what's wrong with me? And they'd say, you need to lose, you know, I want you to come back in 30 days and be down 2 pant sizes when you come back here. And I would just walk away thinking, yeah, I'm never coming back because I can't. That's impossible. Or it would take a miracle, which I have found here. So 3 days before I came to CEA, actually 3 days after I came to my first meeting of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, I became a grandparent for the first time. I ate compulsively again. I didn't leave. I knew where I needed to be. I just ate compulsively one day, changed my abstinence date. And so at that point, I was a grandparent, and I didn't know how to feel about that. You know, I didn't know how to do that. And I still don't. I'm still learning. And so I try to, as I age gracefully, try to be graceful with the people around me. And I think that is part of this. The mental part of aging gracefully. I have two different aunts, and they're both deceased, but you could picture one as, I don't mean to say one is good and one is bad, but one was a great example of compassion and grace and love, and the other was not a great example. And so I just try to remember when I'm around anybody in my family, but especially my grandparents, grandchildren, what do I want to give them? And that helps me age. It helps me age gracefully. It sets a pattern of what kind of interaction we're going to have the next time we meet. And at the same time, there is another part of this that is, you know, up until I was 45 years old, I binged every day. I mean, as long as I can remember, from the age of 5, every single day. Diets were, you know, they couldn't come close to me. I would sign up. I would, you know, do it for an hour or 2 hours, but that was basically as far as I could get high. So what I carry into today is also the abstinence that I had yesterday, and I feel that I don't have the mental weight of the physical weight, if that makes any sense. I don't have the baggage in my head of when I wake up in the morning and I look in the garbage can and I think, wow, did you do that again? And the fact that that can continue for 45 years, you know, into middle and later age is amazing. But that's the disease of addiction, right? And along with that, I have the history of my parents. My father passed away at the age of 61. He had one leg, missing some toes, kidney transplant, going blind. his prosthetic had broken and he was hobbling around on crutches around the week before he passed away. My mother passed away 10 years later. Thank you. My mother passed away 10 years later, also at the age of 61. So in September, I'll turn 55. Every year that I get closer to their ages, I not just am happy to be here, happy to have my labs drawn. When I go to the doctor, and the doctor, even the podiatrist said recently, you're doing really good for your age. I went to a podiatrist, and that's what he said. And I thought, what? You know, really good for my age? But that's what I'm getting, you know, senior discounts, doing good for your age. And so the best that I have is to, as I progress, as I move forward, is to stay here, stay abstinent, and having my parents in the background saying, amazing. That's what I think. They're like, thumbs up. You're doing it. We're so proud of you. My food has changed recently, and that was physician-directed and sponsor-directed. I like to share about that because it's specific to me. My food has changed while my body remains healthy. My lab work remains healthy to maintain a healthy body weight, according to my physician, that I've had to cut a little bit of food out of our food plan. And I had about an hour of thinking, what, you know, less than, come on, you know. But then I remember I have a disease of more. That's it. So it's an honor. I already said thank you, Sue, but really thank you, Sue. And who do I pass the mic to?
I prefer not.
It looks easier than you think, huh? You want to just stand up with it?
Please. Well, I prefer not to hold it.
You want to stand?
Please. Thank you. Yes.
You want it here or you want to just tall stand?
Yeah, I think taller would be better.
You bet. Or does here, why don't we just use this mic then?
Okay. All these specifications, thank you. Thanks for your patience.
Nobody trip on this cable, or I'll get fired.
Is this on?
Give it a second.
Okay.
And there you go.
Thank you. Oh, boy, let me calm down. Hi, my name is Renee. I am a grateful, recovering, compulsive eater. Thank you again, Sue, and thank you. I caught the end of it, but thank you. Boy, this is an amazing journey. I just continue to be forever grateful for everything that I've received as a result of surrendering to this program. And, you know, for me, it's about surrendering each and every day, sometimes each and every second of the day, because my will can surface at any moment. And, you know, I just have to reel it back. And that's when acceptance comes in, and just letting go and letting God. How much time do I have?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
She'll give you a signal when you have 2 minutes left.
That's it.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. See you next year. So just to give you some of my stats, I have, my abstinence date is July 30th, 1995. I have 26 years, 11 months, and 22 days. Thank you. Thank you. You know, and I remembered when I crawled into these rooms. It was July 29th, 1995, and it was the Santa Monica meeting. I think it was 8:30 on 2nd, and it was 8:30 a.m., and the venue was a church, Presbyterian Church on 2nd. Ah, okay, thank you. On 2nd in Wilshire. And, you know, I knew that I needed something. I just wasn't quite sure of what it was, because I, you know, had been spiraling down that rabbit hole, using food, obviously, because I did not have the ability to live and accept life on life's terms. So food was always my solution to any and every problem. You know, I heard many years ago that, you know, I was a hammer, and every situation was a nail. And I was constantly, you know, trying to fix it. And it was just not working. And I could not figure out why. And, you know, in terms of identifying a source, you know, I didn't have the tools to do that, you know. But it was easier for me to deflect, to blame people, places, and things for my ills, my inabilities, to get comfortable in my skin. Now, that much I knew, you know, because I was constantly comparing and despairing, comparing myself to my insides with someone else's outsides. And, you know, I always came up on the short end of the stick. You know, I always lost, you know, and one more time it was their fault. So surrendering to this program, being introduced, being 12-stepped into this program has been a miracle, because I was at a stage in my life where everything I tried, all of these commercial products, worked temporarily, but did not get to the source. You know, I have the temporary benefits of losing the weight, just losing the weight, you know, but that angst, that being terrified, being in fear 24/7 was always there. And, you know, I honestly believe that it magnified as a result of, you know, losing the weight temporarily and then getting back into those character flaws, those defects of fear, which was the underlying notion. So, you know, surrendering to this program, I definitely had that gift of desperation as well as willingness to try something new. I had no, and I had been into, I was in Al-Anon. I started Al-Anon in April of 95. So had some familiarity with 12-step programs. Plus, I was married to a raging drug and alcohol abuser who also got sober in 93 in the Pacific Group. So again, my tangential relationship to 12-step program had already been, you know, the seed had been planted. You know, but the concept of food and 12-step, it was like an oxymoron. You know, I just could not figure out how that came together. I knew about, you know, 12-step and alcohol, 12-step and feelings, but could not put the two together. So, you know, there was a lot of apprehension, trepidation, you know, as I started getting into this program. And, you know, I remember my sponsor, you know, attempting to introduce the food plan, which was, you know, something written in a foreign language. But, you know, I knew I needed to go forward. And so July 30th was my first day, 1995. And I've had no reason to look back, no desire, you know, there has been nothing that has been presented as an insurmountable task, an insurmountable situation that would cause me to lose my abstinence. My abstinence has been the number one thing in my life. Living and embracing and adopting these spiritual principles one day at a time has been the most important aspect of my living life today. And when I enlarge my spiritual life, you know, my life also becomes large. And, you know, it becomes tenable. You know, I just feel myself, you know, just sort of being lifted, sort of still on that honeymoon. And, you know, I've never imagined the life that I'm living today. And in my wildest dreams, I never believed that I would have the life that I'm living today. And, you know, I'm reminded on a day-to-day basis, I know I'm sort of veering off of, or haven't gotten to the topic yet, but my grandma, she would always share these anecdotal messages. And the one that really resonated with me was, my nickname is Penny. She would say, look, Penny, you're going to get old anyway, so you might as well do it gracefully, okay? And, you know, this has been the opportunity, to live a graceful life. And graceful in terms of my appearance, you know, in terms of my relationships with others, in terms of being in acceptance, in terms of my spiritual growth, you know, in terms of my physical growth, in terms of my mental growth, you know, having that opportunity to live gracefully and with dignity, you know, also means, an opportunity to finally connect with self, you know, because I was so disoriented, my emotions, you know, and it was, broken, it was fractionalized in 1,000 different pieces. There was no opportunity for my emotional needs to get whole until I surrendered to this program. So having the opportunity to live life with that semblance of grace and dignity is this platform that I've received as a result of surrendering to this program. And, you know, more importantly, I found a relationship with the God of my understanding. And, you know, I'm learning to accept that my God wants better for me. You know, my God wants me to have a fundamental love of self because my God loves me. My God is in acceptance of who I am. And which is, you know, in return for that love, I just need to be in acceptance of self. And being in acceptance of self allows me to be in acceptance of others and allowing others to, that grace and that dignity to live their lives as they choose to. And, I've chosen, to embrace this platform, you know, to live life one day at a time with these spiritual principles, the spiritual concepts, and, you know, to live happy, joyous, and free. One of the things I'm reminded of, this is from page 418 in the big book. It states, before, see how, I judged myself by my intentions while the world was judging me by my actions. And, you know, that's, and for me, that is what has come together. You know, that is the aspect of living life that is complete. You know, my actions, how my thoughts, my deeds, my behavior are on one leveled plane. Okay, all right, thank you. And, that gives me the strength and, you know, that enduring love from my God, from the God of my understanding, that allows me to put one foot in front of other, to put one foot in front of the other, and to be in acceptance, being in acceptance of myself, being in acceptance of others, and continuing to grow, and continuing to be open for new lessons, for new learning opportunities. As I go through my experiences, I am growing through them. And that allows me to add on to that maturation process, because that was also the missing piece. Maturity was not in my ethos. It was not a part of my landscape. I had no idea of what that concept meant, and that's how I sort of navigated through my life. With this immature thinking, with that entitlement also, the world owes me, I don't need to do anything. It's up to you, to help me through these, to help me navigate through these stumbling points. And all of that is just being an acceptance, and I'm finally at that level where, I can walk through, I can navigate through my life with a semblance of grace and dignity, as long as I'm leaning in and leaning on my higher power, as well as my feet being firmly planted in this program, in the spiritual principles, following and, as I said, embracing the spiritual principles one day at a time. And my brain is going blank, so I am going to end on that note. And thank you for being here, and thank you for allowing me to share. And thank you, Sue, for asking me to participate.
I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi. Are
we on?
Hi.
We on? We're on. Thank you, ladies. Let me give you my stats. I am a food inventory step and maintenance, working on my tradition questions. I came to these rooms April 15th, 1995, by the grace of God and my daughter, who had been in these rooms for 2 years before she got me to come to a meeting. It took me a year to get the food plan away from her to say, after ever so long, now what kind of vegetables can you have? And she wouldn't give it to her. She says, you need a sponsor to get the food plan. And finally she went, okay, Mom, and she stuck it on the fridge. And I saw it and I worked it some. And I figured, oh, I've got this. I took off a few pounds, and I go, I don't need to do what she does. I don't going off to write, what is this inventory thing? I don't need to do that. I can just do this Monday through Friday, which then turned to Monday through Thursday, which then turned to, and I had bought this lovely suit that I wore for work, and it fit me about 6 weeks. And then it was, this isn't it. There's more to this program. And it still took me about a year to come to the rooms. And I came in one day, she was home. By that time she was up at school in San Francisco, and she came home for a holiday, and I was having people for dinner. And she got up on Saturday morning, she says, Mom, why don't you come to the Saturday morning Santa Monica meeting on Wilshire and Second, and I'll go shopping with you at the farmer's market. And I said, and she goes, just come. So I'm in sweats and I walk into this room and these people are dressed up. It's Saturday morning at 8:30. What the heck? Everybody's smiling and happy. There were like 100 people in the room. And I walked in and going, And I sat there and I heard the word grateful. I heard the word grateful, and I just said, I don't know what it means, I don't know where it is, but at the end of the meeting, there was a pit in my stomach that said, I want to be grateful too. And that's what got me to start the program. I came to that night, I ate and drank, I had 18 or 20 people in my house for dinner, I put the dishes, first load in the dishwasher, everybody was still there. I ate and drank and smoked, and I went, I love you all. Last one out, locked the door. I have to go to bed now because food and alcohol knocked me out. I got up the next morning, and she said, why don't you come to another meeting with me? I go, but look at all this. She goes, I'll help you. And I showed up. It was a really small room. I was 3 feet away from the speaker and sat there and bawled my eyes out. And the speaker came up to me afterwards and put her hand on my shoulder and said, would you like me to sponsor you? My daughter had, of course, set this up. And I nodded because I couldn't talk. And then I said to her, I said, oh, well, this can be my first day because my daughter made me breakfast. And she goes, oh, no, dear. She goes, you didn't commit your food. We'll start tomorrow. And at that moment, I realized I don't know and I need to listen to someone else. And for someone who me, who was so bossy, and I know better than everyone, and I lied about my food, and I lied about who I was and what I was doing, I went, oh, I get to listen to this woman. That is grace. I don't care how old you are, that's grace, and that's God's grace. And that's where I live today. My girlfriend gave me this bracelet years ago, and it says she has fire. Okay. This is getting old. Okay. She has fire in her soul and grace in her heart. And that's who I am today. My best friend who I met in high school. I'm 76, so it was over 60 years ago. And we're still best friends today. And when I was telling her I was doing this, she gave me a book to look at and said that, she goes, for being a compulsive eater, as we are, and I never saw her as that. She had this little ballerina body, and it was just, I never saw her. She goes, and I go, as we are? So at this age of hearing this from my nearest and dearest, it's absolutely amazing. And we had a long talk about that. And we can talk about everything, and we do. I have my daughter, who I'm extremely close to. I have my best friend. I have my sponsor. I have my sponsees. I, of course, have my God in my life. And I live this program on a daily basis, regardless of what kind of shit comes up in my life. Excuse me, but it just does. I walked through my husband passing away. I walked through, before I came to these rooms, I'm going to read this. I just found what explains my life up until the time I got divorced from my first husband. It is so easy for good intentions to get undone by unspoken resentments. A history of small bumps pile up until you have a history of insurmountable issues. And that was my first marriage. I didn't have a voice to say how I felt. And I kept wanting to eat so that I didn't have to feel. So I didn't, because I didn't know what to say and I didn't want to say the wrong thing. And the minute I came into these rooms, I heard the serenity prayer. I heard, I can't change other people, I can change myself. I can't change other people, I can change myself and how I feel about them. And it took me about 6 months to say, oh, have the serenity to accept. Because I was, okay, that's what, you know. And I have just learned every step of the way in these rooms how to be graceful in my life. And how to accept. It's willingness to move forward and acceptance for what is. I don't know if you've ever sailed, but you go out in the water, you've got your course set, and then the wind comes up and you have to adjust your sails. And in these rooms, that's what I do. I aim for perfection and adjust all day long. Really, I'm up. So much to say. What I've learned is, what happened, happened. What happens now is my choice. I get to move forward in life. That's the grace. I don't have to put those 60 pounds back on my body. I can sit, when my husband was ailing, I took care of him, I took care of him, I took care of him, until I one day just said, I can't do this anymore. I want my life back. I've devoted 5 years to you laying there, and you're not getting better, and if that's what you want to do, it's fine. I can't do this anymore. We're going to put you into a place where they can take care of you because I need to sleep. And he, who had never said, he had always said, do not do that, do not do that, do not. He finally went, okay, I hear you. I used my voice. I found my voice. I put it out nicely. I put it out without cussing. I came to it because what had been in my gut, I allowed it to speak for me and out in the world. That is the grace that I have from living in these rooms. And aging comfortably. Food is not the problem. Food was just a bad solution to my being so uncomfortable with my life. And that's what I've learned here. I'm compulsive in a lot of aspects. I used to go marketing, and if as I was buying apples, I had to buy an even number of them. It was 4 apples or 6 apples, not 3 apples. And I was shopping one day and with my girlfriend. She said, don't you have enough of that? I go, well, I need to have an even number. And she goes, why? What would happen if you didn't? I go, oh, probably nothing. So now it's like I buy 3 apples because I can. And it's just learning on a moment-to-moment basis. I went to a doctor because I was cold all the time. My hands were cold all the time. It was the middle of winter. I was wearing a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt, a sweater, a vest, and a jacket. And I walked in and he's sitting there in a short sleeve cotton shirt. And I go, I'm cold all the time. He goes, I noticed. And I said, and he goes, oh, sit down, tell me what you eat. And I told him what I ate. And he was like, okay, 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 okay. But if you're cold all the time, why are you eating cold food? Because I've done that for 25 years. And he goes, well, if you have eat warm food, why don't you try that? And in half a second, I went, okay. And that was it. I eat warm food in the winter. Everything is cooked and warm. In the summer, I can change it a little and within 3 or 4 days, I stopped being cold all the time. The willingness to change allows me to be graceful. And a little quote from Nelson Mandela, I never lose. I either win or learn. And that's what we get to do today. Thank you all. Yay. I would love to hear from you. If anybody has questions, please come up and ask. If anybody would like to take 2-3 minutes and share their experience with grace, it is not a meeting. You can say whatever you like. You're welcome to be up here. And if not, Ginger will come and talk.
Your picture. They're going to have to delete this from the recording. But when you're sharing, if you want to have the mic cleaned off, there's wife. Enjoy.
Anybody like to come up and share? Come on, Joan. Joan is rooming with me. My sponsee called this morning. When I put her, I had her on speaker. I go, guess what? You get 2 for 1. And we both have known her for 20 some years. So go ahead.
So good morning. I'm Joan D. I want to say that in my very first meeting, which ironically was also the Santa Monica Saturday morning meeting. It wasn't at the church, it was down by the water. I had no idea where I was. I didn't know why I was there. But for some strange reason, I had decided to trust this woman who I didn't know very well that said she was going to a meeting at El Monacum. And I heard those words about being a woman of dignity and grace. Believe me, it made no sense to me at all. And quite frankly, it's over 21 and a half years later, and I still don't actually know how that applies to me. Any of you who know me would probably not use those adjectives. But you know what? I get to follow these women, and I get to hear these words. And I still get to strive on a daily basis because I learned that I get to practice this program. And that was a word I also had never made part of my life. It isn't that I have to already be something, but I get on a daily basis to practice these principles. And think about was I as graceful and dignified as I could be today? And if not, maybe I can do it tomorrow. Thank you.
Anybody that would like to come up, David, come up, and then for you. And after you speak, you do need to sign your name just because this is recorded.
It's a waiver.
Good morning, everyone. Glad you could make the meeting. Oh, David, compulsive eater. So I was sitting there and saying, I've got hours and hours of stuff I could share with you, but what do you need? Ray Z used to say all the time, what can I do for you? What can I do for you today? And I'm writing now on Daily Reflections, and it's all about humility. What can I humbly tell you about myself that might be useful to you? How can I gracefully do this? And it talks about joy comes out of humble service. And I've done lots of service in this program. You know, I've been on the service board. I'm Area 1 chair. I've been the intergroup chair for San Fernando Valley a couple times. You know, I've done all this service. But what I was thinking while I was sitting there was a little prayer, and I hope you don't mind. Prayer is not supposed to be required for conference-approved literature or anything. But it goes, Our Father, we come to you as a friend. We want to be real partners in this business of living, and certain the rewards will be freedom and growth and happiness. We ask you all times to guide us. Help us daily to come closer to you and grant us new ways of living and of gratitude. So I've liked that. I like that prayer. I mean, I like the Serenity Prayer. I like the Third Step Prayer, the Seventh Step Prayer, the Lord's Prayer. I like all of the prayers, but this one speaks to me often. I'm just very proud of this sweatshirt here. I just did a 500-mile bike ride, in the first week in June. And I'm proud of that, but I have to say that I have to find the humility, somehow. It's not just about being proud, but it's also, thank you, one minute. There's so much that I'd like to say. I've 22 years of back-to-back abstinence. I started at that, one of the first meetings I went to was the Santa Monica meeting. My sponsor and I would ride our bikes from Atwater Village over to Santa Monica, did the meeting, and then bike back. So, now what can I do to be of useful use today? I know that I tell my students when I do my exercise classes that if you don't use it, you lose it. And so I hike, I bike, I walk, and I do service. And there's, like I said, I can do hours, but I don't have hours. So thanks for letting me share, and thank you, the panel today. I know many of you. I make outreach calls to many of you, so, and many of you in the room as well. So thanks for letting me share.
Good morning. I'm Elaine, a recovering compulsive eater. So I'm just going to skip a lot, but Thursday of this week, when the delegates met, we just passed a motion that will add a section to the Forever Abstinent book called Aging in See-How. I'm so excited to have that. You've no idea, because I drafted it and have been working on it for several years, and I'm grateful to be covering compulsive eater. I really am. It changed my life, every aspect of it, my health, my well-being, the relationship that I have with a higher power. It all changed for the better, and I'm grateful that I was able to do that, and actually really excited that it passed, because it's such an important part. I went to my doctor after I started gaining weight again. And I had gone back to the first 30 days, and I was still gaining weight. And I looked at him and I said, look, I'm working my program, I'm following the guidelines, I'm gaining weight. And he looked at me and he said, Elaine, you need to eat less food. I went, oh yeah, but then I'm not on program. So I called my sponsor, we had a discussion about it, and now I eat a lot less food. I maintain my weight now for over 5 years. I am excited to be a compulsive eater and grateful that my higher power led me to this program because exactly what he did. I cried my heart out to him, asked him for help because I had compulsively eaten something that I didn't plan on doing. I had no plan to do it. And so, as I've journeyed through this program, I have my health. I'm 80. I run circles around my children. I work. I am excited to be a compulsive eater and grateful for my higher power and his guidance to this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Mia, and I'm a compulsive eater. Hi, Joan. She's one of my constant outreach calls, and I have never met her in person. I'm so happy to be here. I can feel emotional. I came into this program on my 29th AA birthday, so that was January 3rd of this year. I've worked at that program and the Al-Anon program, and this one has been like listening to you all, and I've been taking notes on my little phone and my little notes thing from the first thing you said. I no longer have the mental weight of the physical weight. You guys and other people, I don't ever cry. She knows it. I have said things that are so true to me. You know, my parents suffered so much, and I watched them suffer so much, and I don't have to. I'm 58. Proud of it. I'm the youngest of six kids. So my brothers are all in like their 70s and 80s, and they're really suffering too with a lot of the same things my parents did, and I just wanted something different. I didn't want to be sick. I didn't want to stay, you know, and I was getting there, and I was there. I was 100 pounds heavier, so I'm super grateful. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just super grateful. I'm so happy to have found this program. My Eskimo was Kathy. I've known her for 15 years, and we didn't even hardly see each other, but I could hear, because I talked to her every day, and I'd see her in little Zoom boxes because we worked together, and I didn't even see her weight loss. I just heard this change after, like, she's got a year. She had a year 2 days ago. Sorry to take that from you, but I love you so much. And I just felt, God, something's happening to her. What is happening, you know? So I came, and I was so resistant and so scared of doing the plan as outlined, and I've done it. So I don't know. My life is changing for the better, and I get to meet you all in person. I can't even tell you. I think that's why I'm emotional. Anyway, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Anybody else? Come on up. Francis, hey.
Yes, ma'am. Hang on, I'm coming.
Francis is coming to share her experience, strength, and hope. Well, hey, you get up to the front of the room, it's a big deal, huh?
Well,
go ahead, Henry.
I made it.
So,
yay. All righty. My name's Francis, and I'm definitely a compulsive eater. And I missed yours, but I love you. You're such a sweetheart. But I've gotten to see people here that I haven't seen in such a long time. And that's a gift, you know. 2019, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and
a lot of people lose weight. I gained with all the chemo and the drugs and yada, yada, yada. And I kept telling my doctor, hey, you know, we got to lose this, man. This is not real. And he says, don't worry about it. And I wanted to kill him. So then I asked for a nutritionist. Go to the nutritionist, show her how I'm eating. That's good. You're doing good. Nothing there. So I finally went back, complained some more. And the answer was to eat less. You know, so I don't do the 4 ounces and the 3 cups. And, you know, first of all, I can't eat that much. And so I went to eating less, and lo and behold, I didn't lose. So this is who I am. This is who I am today. And it took a long time to get to acceptance of that. And the one thing I know that I said to myself and to God was, please, Lord, just help me go through this with grace and dignity and not complain, because there are times when I really wish this was over and done, but something else comes up where here I go again. You know, my niece from Massachusetts was in town, in California, I should say, for this week. And she came and stayed with me, with her 2 children that she had with her. And we went to Disneyland. And we did that thing up on Wednesday. Star Wars, and I rode on every single ride with them. And I thought, come on, Frances, you can do this. Just keep on. Don't just smile and thank you all for being here. If you know of someone that is having this issue, please send them my way. I really need some support on this. So thank you.
I think we need to close up for now. I want to say happy birthday to Kathy. Yay, 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 yay. And if I can leave you with just 2 words to say that I learned early on for who I was and what I did and how I lived my life, those 2 words are just thank you. Thank you, body, for keeping me alive. Thank you, all the stuff that I did and all the stuff that I went through. And just let it go. It is who I was. It's not who I am. I'm here today to tell you that. Here's what I get to do. My older sister passed away. She carried on all of the stuff that my parents had. She was so overweight. One quick story. She was so overweight and she was living in a residential care place, and she had this big leather recliner that usually sits 2 people, and she slid out of it and landed on the floor. Didn't hurt herself, but the 2 caregivers came in. They couldn't pick her up. They had to call the paramedics to get her off the floor. And she told me about this the next day. And she said, wouldn't you think, I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, did you realize how big you are? But no, her comment was, those stupid caregivers couldn't pick me up. And you know what? I just can say, God bless you, and I'm glad you're okay and didn't hurt yourself. And just walk out of the room and go, that's not me. So thank you to my willingness to work this program one day at a time on a daily basis. Thank you, guys. Mwah. Love you, love you. Thank you, Santa Monica Meeting, for being there to get us started. Thank you all for showing up today. If you want to talk to any of us, we will be around. Please, please, please. Thank you, my dear, for being part of that committee to add in Aging Gracefully, because I can tell you my food is probably a third less than it was 10 years ago. And it's fine, and I do it on a daily basis with my sponsor, with my doctor, with my God, and with myself, and with that flipping scale. It's the refrigerator, the scale, the stove, the scale, the plate. That's it. That's what we get to do. Thank you all. Yay.